Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Regular season done yesterday. Postseason starts tomorrow in baseball. Jerry Recco is here with his update. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Wallhour Paint Hardware and Design. Visit shop.wallhour.com. Yes, the Mets wrap things up their 101-win season with their win over the Nationals yesterday, 9-2. Jeff McNeil played the last couple of innings as a defensive replacement, did win the batting title with a mark of 326, yes. Buck Showalter says good for him.
You don't do something like that over those number of games without earning it, that's for sure. He took on everybody's pitcher, and he's, you know, he won the batting title.
And got a nice standing ovation from the crowd last night at Citi Field. Jeff McNeil on SNY afterwards. So when exactly did he think he had a chance to win the crown?
4 days ago. You know, I saw my name kind of just creeping up. And, you know, didn't really think too much of it. You know, got hot at the right time. And, you know, put together some really good games.
He did, and he absolutely showed up in Atlanta, as you say. And yes, Francisco Lindor does owe him something big for accomplishing this. At one point, he was angry last year. Maybe it was the squirrel thing. Don't know. And so he made a little promise to him.
It's rare when my meal's upset. I just say, if you win a batting title, I'll get you a car. So, yeah. It was a long time ago. Everybody has made sure I haven't forget.
Nope, you can take that $350 million contract and get him a car.
I told you, I bribed Darnay Scott, one of my wide receivers in Cincinnati in 1997, that I would buy him a Mercedes if he would make a catch for me. Because he got kind of sat down for the game because of disciplinary reasons for something that happened the night before. But they had to dress him because they didn't have enough guys.
Okay.
So he and I were on the sideline. I was the backup quarterback in this game. And we're on the sideline, and he's pouting the whole game, and he's very angry, and I understand that. And I was the older player. He's the younger guy, and he's really a good player. And I'm like, don't worry about it, Darnay. Just hang in there. You know, you'll get through this. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. Blah, 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 blah. Trying to, you know, impart as much wisdom as I possibly could. And lo and behold, Jeff Blake gets hurt. Now I got to go in the game, and I got to play the game. So now we're in the fourth quarter, and we have like a 3rd and 13. And Bruce Cozzo was my head coach now, my last year in Cincinnati. And he sends Darnay Scott into the game. And I'm like, he's like moping his way in, you know, like he could give two craps about what the hell's going on, right? He gets in the huddle, and I said, Darnay, look, man, we're calling Z Dover. And if I throw it to you, do you promise you'll catch it? I said, because I need to know that you're mentally in this game. And he goes, just throw. I said, look, man, if you catch this ball, I will buy you a Mercedes Benz. Hit man, he lit up. Now he also had some gold teeth.
Oh, did he?
Yes. And when he lit up, I mean, his smile started shining. The lights were shining off his teeth and everything. It was like a Disney moment in the huddle. And he's now saying to the guys in huddle, did you hear him? Did you hear him? Did you hear him? They're all like, yeah, we got it. So we call the play, and I throw a crap pass, and somehow he reaches behind and makes the catch. And as he's running off the field, I could see the glistening teeth waving, pointing at me like, you owe me a Mercedes.
Yeah.
So the next morning, I went to Toys R Us and got one of those Mercedes, like, electric cars, and I drove it into his locker.
And that was it? You didn't actually get him the car?
I did. I got him a Mercedes. I didn't say what kind of Mercedes I was getting him. I got him a Mercedes electric car.
He's probably still telling that story today, pissed off.
Now, wait a minute.
That damn Boomer Esiason, that liar.
No, he's not, because because he got a new contract after that year.
Okay.
And he wrote me in our foundation a $50,000 check.
Oh, nice.
After that year was over. And I felt like, you know, I had something to do with that new contract that he got. But here's the thing. You know, what I think about all of that, and I think about that time, I wasn't making what Francisco Lindor was making. I was making $750,000 that year.
Yeah, and Lindor is what? So it's 340 total.
Right.
We're talking, it's in the 30s, right?
$34 million a year.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, so he could buy him a car.
Yeah, very easily. Yes. Right.
For the record, that blue Raptor over there, Boomer did the same thing to me 5 years ago.
Well, you see that blue Raptor over there?
Yeah.
I did buy one for Craig.
Well, whatever. You told me I was getting one, and you came in the next day with that thing.
What did Craig do it?
I sold it for cash.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he did go to prison.
It's not my fault.
Well, I guess it is.
A little detail.
Padres, it looks like, will start Yu Darvish in Game 1 Friday when the Mets play the Padres in the wild card round. Here is Buck Showalter announcing his Game 1 starter.
Max is pitching on Friday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why Max?
Oh, see, that wasn't part of the equation.
I don't know what he said there at the end.
Why Max?
Oh, why Max? That's what he said, yeah. Well, he didn't
know. Why Max, don't you have DeGrom? Isn't he one of the best? I mean, you know, now all of a sudden it becomes controversy.
No,
I don't think. I actually think this is smart, actually, because if they win Friday and if Bassett won on Saturday, now you got DeGrom for Game 1 in L.A. and you got Scherzer for Game 2,
and also you'd have DeGrom for Game 1 and 5.
Correct, and Scherzer 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if DeGrom,
there would be no 6 in the DS.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But you'd have
7.
Yeah, you'd have 1 and 5 DeGrom, which would be.
Why are we even talking? Why are you even talking?
Buck's talking about it.
Why?
He's thinking about it.
You guys just stop talking about whatever happens next. Let's just worry about what's going to happen Friday night.
What'll be interesting is, will we see Strider in the NLCS? You know,
that
game one in Atlanta.
Very interesting, right. So that would be because, you know, tiebreaker would be down in Atlanta. Correct. If that
touch
happened.
Touch the cup.
And one thing we haven't really talked about is the Mets have the tiebreaker over the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
So that would be Game 1 World Series, Subway Series.
City Field.
Would be at Citi Field.
Touch the cup.
Yeah.
Rangers beat the Yankees in their finale 4-2. No Aaron Judge. Aaron Boone says that was never happening.
Yeah, I said go get them ready. That's what they want. No, yeah. Yeah, not today. You got plenty of them all year, and hopefully we got a lot left now in the postseason.
And here was Judge, who wanted to play but said he didn't push too hard.
No, I talked to Skip, you know, last night, and, you know, I made my case, and he said I was down, so I was down.
And so now the Yankees turn their attention to much bigger things, meaning trying to win a World Series.
Historical or not, you want to finish with that. I think that's what the regular season is, just all it really is just getting you prepared and getting you ready for the postseason, you know, so... You know, now we got the regular season out of the way. It's time to go out there and, you know, have fun and play our game.
And probably the happiest guy in all of America that he didn't play last night is the guy who caught number 62.
Yeah, I still think the ball would have been worth a lot because it's 62. Mm-hmm. It's a record-breaking ball, but you're right. It might have been a little less if there was a 63rd home run as well. But
and supposedly he was offered $2 million.
Yeah, by someone who was also going to probably auction it off. That was an auction house that offered him $2 million. So they believe that it's more than $2 million because they wouldn't offer that if they didn't think they were going to make some money on it.
Judge's season, 62 home runs, 131 RBIs, and a batting average of .311. He comes up 5 points shy to Luis Arraez of Minnesota, who told Bally Sports North how happy he was to win the batting title.
It's a goal for me. It's a dream. And then I live in my dream today. I got my double, and I say, I got it. I got this, and then I'm fighting for this for a long time, and then I got it.
He went 1-for-1 yesterday with 2 walks, or maybe 1-for-2, I forget, with 2 walks in the Twins finale. The Royals fired manager Mike Matheny and pitching coach Cal Eldred a couple of hours after their season finale, and the Angels elevate Phil Nevin to permanent manager, removing the interim tag. Yes.
Good for Phil.
Good for Phil.
How about that? See that? You send a guy...
irresponsibly, you become the manager of the Angels. So good for him. Thursday night football, Colts and Broncos. Frank Reich knows at 1-2-1, need improvement.
We know it's not been good enough, right? As a coach and as a player, you want that healthy tension of you want to feel the sting and the pain of you know it's not good enough, but you also have to be reminded and understand that we have the right guys and we have the right schemes.
They're going to probably think back to that tie game.
Oh, God.
All season to Houston. I think it was in Houston, right? Yeah, it was in Houston.
Yeah.
Meantime, here's Russell Wilson. First year in Denver. They're 2-2. They look brutal. But they are 2-2.
Oh, let Russ cook,
he says, he says his new teammates bring a very positive energy.
I mean, that obsession that they put in makes it easier for me and better for me. And, you know, just got great relationships, too, with those guys. So it's been, that's been awesome. I think that's been the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, by the way, he was limited this week.
Yeah. Limited. Mr. Unlimited was limited.
But he was limited this week.
It's tough.
He will play.
Speaking of limited, not limited, who knows? Sunday, the Giants play in London. Daniel Jones did go through practice Wednesday, said he felt good. Here was Brian Daboll on Jones practicing.
Not surprised. He's a pretty tough individual. I think he's made a lot of progress since after the game. And he's been in the treatment room for, pretty consistently throughout these last couple days.
And they have not signed another quarterback yet, so we shall see. Meantime, you had the injury to Sterling Shepard a couple of weeks ago in the Cowboys game, which was bizarre. Shepard was there. Who, I forget, one of the linemen. I'm blanking out his name. Anyway, Sterling Shepard was there yesterday and did speak to the media and was asked about the injury.
You know what actually happened? Like,
It was real weird. I mean, I think I actually partially tore it probably like two plays before that. I kind of got up and my knee did something funny. I was like, just forget about it and keep on pushing.
And so he tried to keep pushing. We know what wound up happening, but there was a play in between.
The next play actually got blown dead, which in hindsight I'm kind of happy about because I was about to have to stick off my left in like a hard cut. And the next play I was literally just jogging. And, I mean, I'm sure you guys saw it, so it just slid on me and popped.
I feel terrible for him, but he's dealing with that.
He was also asked about the turf, and he gave a pretty middle-of-the-road answer. He goes, I'd prefer to play on grass, but, they checked out the turf a couple years ago. Everybody said it was okay. I think every player wants to play on grass. It's a little more forgiving,
sure.
But he didn't blame the turf, basically.
And he was there because Nick Gates showed up for the first time the surgery, and he started practicing a little bit yesterday. Sunday at 1, Jets take on the Dolphins. Here's Robert Saleh. They're 2-2, but he knows need to win here.
You want to win your home games. You're supposed to win your home games. And, we've got to get our fans in the stadium. We've got to get them cheering loud, but we also got to give them a reason to cheer.
Should be a beautiful day on Sunday afternoon. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow telling the Colin Cowherd podcast he has likely suffered at least one concussion during his career and has even forgotten entire chunks of a game before. He says it's just what happens when you play a very physical and violent sport. And along the same lines, Mike McDaniel still dealing with the blowback from the way everything went down with Tua. He says he is not worried about the criticisms from the outside.
If I'm spending time thinking about that, let's say Monday night, for 5 seconds, that's 5 seconds that I'm not thinking about all the other things that relate to the team.
And he also went on to say if the criticism was coming from within the organization that saw how things were handled, it would bother him. But because people don't know how things were handled, it doesn't bother him because they did everything the right way.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's criticizing him per se. It's not him that's being criticized. I think the Dolphin organization is, that neurotrauma specialist is, and maybe the training staff and the doctors of the Dolphins are. But we should know pretty soon, maybe Thursday or Friday, maybe tomorrow, that what the investigation entails. And I hope Tua is honest. I hope if he says to the investigators, listen, against the Bills, it wasn't really my back, it was my head, and I lied about that, then that kind of would give everybody a much better understanding as to his responsibilities. But if he really did hurt his back and he hurt his ankle and that's exactly what happened, I don't know what the Dolphins can do.
I'm curious to see when he plays next because this has become such a big story. And even if he's cleared, like let's say he's obviously not playing this week, but let's say he's cleared for next week. Do they just hold him back because it looks bad that he's going to play so soon after all this stuff happened and we all saw the video of his hands locking up and everything else?
Well, how many guys were down because of concussions this past week?
you know, that's what you got to look at. What is the number of players that now all of a sudden are falling under this new set of protocol?
Bucks wide receiver Cole Beasley abruptly retired Wednesday after spending just a couple of weeks in Tampa. That loser who ran on the field the other night with that smoke bomb is actually trying to sue Bobby Wagner.
There's no way that he's going to have any leg to stand on with that.
He shouldn't. He should go to jail and pay fines. That's what he should do. Preseason basketball, Nets take on the Heat tonight. The Warriors said to be reviewing an altercation which Draymond Green punched teammate Jordan Poole in practice.
Nice.
In practice.
Yeah. Nice. So things are back going to normal out there in Golden State. Right, exactly. Yeah, okay, good.
Bruins beat the Rangers 5-4. You got Islanders Devils preseason hockey tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.